Hi friends, so today amongst us we have a special guest, Mr. Rajiv Chaudhary, who has been a trade analyst, a great filmmaker, that's what we can say after watching this film, and he makes his debut with this film, and can you believe it, it's his debut film. So Rajiv, how does it feel? Your film has finally seen the light and it's released at a
At
theater.
last, I think I should say thank you so much, God. I've been through real harrowing experience. It's been a tough journey. We had to really fight our way out to complete this film and make it happen and release it now finally. It's a big relief. It's a real relief. I'm now going to holiday. It's been 3 years now we are with this movie. We had signed Sunny around mid-2014, then we waited for almost a year for the dates. We kept on, looking at the locations around, but finally we decided we'll shoot in Bombay. And finally, when we got the dates, it was like scattered. We got dates, very limited dates, and we had to kind of complete it anyhow because we had to finish the film fast as the time was running out. So we made the film in Bombay itself, and we wanted to release it after Leela. But somehow it got prolonged because we had to wait for Masti Zade. Then again came in One Night Stand. We thought we'd release before One Night Stand, but again we missed out because One Night Stand was committed to come earlier. Daniel Weber had promised them, it seems. That's what I've been given to understand because it started before us, maybe. So now finally, when we came in now, we got no buyers. Finally, we released it ourselves. I'm really happy that somehow I managed to release it under our own banner, Avanti Films. And here we are.
So how does it feel after having been the PR for Rajshri and now coming up with a great content film and that too casting Sunny Leone? How did that happen?
PR experience has been great. It was in good old days when I used to write for Film Information, a trade magazine. Then I started making film-based shows for TV Asia London, for Zee, Filmi Baatein, and for Doordarshan. It was Aaj Ki Taza Khabar, a lot of film-based shows. I think I was the first one to start film-based shows. Then got into PR, and I was abroad actually. I had migrated for almost a year after that. But when I was back in Bombay, I thought I should get into production again. And that's how I wrote this script.
Beman Love is a good content film, so was Sunny Leone your first choice?
Well, initially I had thought of taking Kangana Ranaut, and I even tried, getting her for this film because the script really demands a powerful actor like Kangana. But then in the journey I met Sunny and I said, wow, she can also do this. It was a challenge. I had seen that element in her too. So I said, if I take Sunny and make her do this, which is a typical mainstream solid actress role, and I think it clicked and she's done it.
Well, we have heard that there was a lot of interference from Daniel Weber, and even Sunny Leone wanted him to do so.
Well, interference in the sense, see, during the shoot they were always quite happy, the initial stages. Later on, when we showed her the rushes also during the shooting, she was extremely happy. There was no problem. But later on, when they saw the other actors' scenes also, when we had a trial with the rushes, the rush print, she probably Daniel didn't like the other actor who was there, and a couple of scenes he wanted to probably improvise, trim it, the intimate scenes maybe, and then he was not really keen on doing a couple of scenes which were there in the script. The bedroom scenes could not be done because he said that Sunny, after Masti Zade, has stopped, wearing any such glamorous clothes and doing bedroom scenes as such. And we could not do that. We've not done a couple of scenes. We managed somehow and we fought our way out. We had to adjust with situation, with people, and we somehow managed to complete the film. The interferences were there, but I very politely requested them not to interfere in the script, not to interfere in my editing, not to interfere in my vision. And finally, they got upset, I think, and probably they didn't really come out to promote full-heartedly. And I managed, I said, well, it's a journey, one has to ride. So I was kind of a fighter in that case, and I managed and I got the film out somehow with my guts. It was very difficult otherwise to complete the film, to release it, And to release it in this situation when you have no buyer today, because the last couple of films really didn't do all that good of Sunny Leone's, so we couldn't find any buyer. So we said, fine, we have to release it, we cannot keep it.
Yeah, that's what is the question, that her previous films didn't work at the box office that much, but since you were very confident about her that she's performed brilliantly and even she comes across on screen as an actor of substance. So why didn't she and maybe her husband Daniel Weber, who also is making a debut, come out wholeheartedly and promote the film?
Yeah, that's what I told you. They wanted to probably delete a couple of scenes, curtail a few things here and there. They were not really happy with a couple of scenes. Even in my script, there were some scenes which we didn't shoot because they were not comfortable with it. Initially, they had approved, but maybe in the journey, when they saw Mastizade, One Night Stand, at the box office, they probably decided that it's better not to do these scenes, and they're trying to revamp, improvise their image. And I had to agree, I had no choice. I said, fine. So I had to somehow manage the script in such a manner that it doesn't look incomplete. At the same time, I, make a proper film where Sunny comes out as an actor. And I knew I would get the best out of her. And I'm sure this is the film where she's really acted well. Even the reviews everywhere you see, they've talked about Sunny. Sunny has performed brilliantly. This is probably her best film as per my, thoughts, what I feel about her performance.
Okay. And why do you feel that probably she hesitated from doing intimate scenes, though the scenes which are there in the film, maybe in the songs, they have been brilliantly shot, and she looks desirable and as seductive as ever?
Yeah, I tried to convince her. She had said yes at one stage. There was a scene with Daniel, with her husband, which was a bedroom scene, which is very important for the script. And I have not done anything cheap or vulgar. It's been a very, very decent, very aesthetically done scenes. If you see the song or anywhere, we've not gone over the board. We don't want to. We've thought of making a film where she comes out a winner. She looks like a mainstream heroine, and I think I have succeeded in that, in creating that new image for her. She looks like a complete mainstream heroine in this. That's what my statement has been, that she's as good as Priyanka Chopra or maybe Kangana Ranaut, for that matter. She's done quite a good job. But they didn't want to do those kind of scenes because I think they decided this after Mastizade's box office result. They thought probably now we should concentrate more on revamping Sunny's image, making her look more like a solid actress and not just a glamour doll. And I think the script also said the same. So I said, fine, let's not do that. And we went on with managing without those scenes. And it's come out good. Luckily, I think we have still tried without, the cooperation that the script needed for the shoot. We still managed and we got our way out.
So if Sunny Leone is probably watching this, she might probably repent having not promoted the way she should have. And if it works wonders at the box office.
Well, I'm happy Bema Love is promoting her. That matter, because this is the film where I'm sure whenever you pick it up in future too, they'll say, yes, this is the film where Sunny has performed. She's really acted tremendously. I'm sure she's done the most brilliant acting performance in this film compared to all her other films. That's what I feel. And obviously the others have felt too, you see.
And the songs have come out brilliantly, because like the Hug Me song has become like an anthem, and even the other song which is there, which is Mere Piche Hindustan,
Yeah.
and even there are three, four other songs. So how did you manage so many good songs in one film?
I think I should thank Zee also for this, because Anurag Bedi of Zee Music also helped me in getting Hug Me song and Mere Piche Hindustan Hai. A couple of songs were my choice, like Main Adhura, Sanjeev Darshan's song. The music is by Sanjeev Darshan, that I had taken to Zee, and initially they didn't feel all that, great about it, but then gradually they started liking, and it's clicked today. And even the other song, that is Rangreza by Asad, who has been associate music director to A.R. Rahman. Even that song initially was not really, catching interest of people in Zee, but then they loved it. So somehow all the songs have come out brilliant. We worked hard together. Creative input of Zee Music has been there, and that's how we got the best result. How I wish I could get the same from the creative team, and we would have really come out brilliant had Sunny also been along firmly with the script, with the vision, without, not interfering as such, I would have really enjoyed. You kind of, lose interest at a certain stage when the artist is not really coming out. And you say, okay, fine, let's make it. But somehow, even if I've completed it and wrapped it and got it out, I'm still happy the result is good. Though if you would have shot those scenes, it would have been brilliant. But fine, you can't help it. Destiny's.
So, do you feel this film will work better at the single screen theaters as compared to multiplexes, or it might have a good response equally at
See,
both?
it's a good class family film. If you see, it's a class film. It doesn't have anything cheap. It's nothing, not a vulgar film. It's not obscene anyway. But Sunny has been popular in the single screens. She's been very popular. And therefore, the single screens will do better. But even the multiplexes have taken it well. Because overall, the theme is not a cheap theme. It's not a down market film. It's a family film. It's a film where a woman comes out a winner. So the women will love it. The families will like it. Even overall, universally, I think it should be appreciated.
So, do you also plan to probably make maybe many such erotic films in future, or do you want to probably label it as a film which would portray love in a different way?
This is not an erotic film, it's a dramatic film. It's about human, relationships. And I always love making something on human relationships. I don't believe in sci-fi or, kind of a fictionalized film. It should be more of a relationship. It should be a human story. That's what I believe. Even my next will be that, but I'll be more cautious, more prepared with my homework, with the actors, with my workshops, with my entire, agreements with these people, so that I'm not, kind of, I should complete the film the way I want. I cannot really come out with anything which comes out as a controversial word, so I would say I would like to have actors with me throughout in conviction, with conviction, with the film.
Well, we've heard that you've actually wrapped up the shooting in record time, less than
Yeah,
45 days.
no, not 45 days. We shot it in about 32, 33 days. I mean,
Really?
we had to shoot more. We
Okay.
wanted to. We had a couple of scenes. We thought we'll shoot more, but then circumstances and you know what I've been saying. I mean, we had to manage with the situations, with the circumstances, the dates, and I was in a hurry to finish it because we've taken already 2 years. So I said, let's finish it here. So I did it in 33 days with six songs. It's not a joke. I mean, to complete a full film with six songs, with all the scenes, and make a 2 hour film. Somehow we succeeded.
So finally, for the audience, why should they watch Beman Love?
They should watch Beiman Love because of fantastic music, because of Sunny's new image. Sunny looks brilliant. She's never looked like this before. And because of a good subject, the content is good. It's about women coming up in life. It's how women should prefer her work in life, her career in life, and not get trapped into emotions of wrong love or dishonesty. She should rather prefer working and doing her career. And overall, the film has entertainment, and you come out happy with this film. It's a decent film. Had I really shot those scenes too, I would have really been better. But it's, I mean, destiny that I could not do what I actually wanted with those other scenes in it, and I had to manage with the dates that were given to me, and I had to finish it because I had no other choice.
So Rajiv, wish you all the best and hope that Beiman Love turns out to be a blockbuster at the box office.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Do watch. Beiman Love, all of you all. Thank you so much.
So this was the filmmaker Rajiv Chaudhary of Beiman Love, and this is SKD signing off for Bollywood Exclusive.